Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. We do thank you for having us on. Yeah, might just be jumping in your car there. Maybe flip it on the app. We appreciate you taking us along with us today. Pensacola's Foo Foo Fest, I want to get this in here real quick here, continues through November 11th. They're doing this at different venues all across the area. It is days of theater, music, film, visual arts. Tonight, I know it started a little bit after 5:30, but it's going on for a while. You really might want to check this out. STEM leaders from Sri Lanka, Mexico, Malaysia, Latvia, India, and Canada are in town highlighting their work, which ranges from electronic cybernetics engineering to promoting STEM education for young girls. That event is free, going on right now for the next couple of hours over at the Pensacola Mess Hall, 418 Wright Street.
And also, if you're driving around Pensacola, you may notice a few new murals. We've been talking about this for a little bit. Five of them were painted for the third annual mural festival. You can see the paintings along the Barrancas corridor between Garden and Main Streets.
Brave folks for getting up there and doing those things.
And you mentioned it last week. It's quite a talent, too, because you're not stepping back to take a look. You know, like you're just hanging up there with it.
It's perspective art.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
And if you do ever stop for a look back, it takes a while.
It is. Listen, my hat goes out to all those folks doing that. That's talent.
Yeah.
On the side of those buildings. Okay, new protest has gone viral against Iran's morality crackdown on women. You know, if you see a lot of these protesters and you have to think about these women in these protests, just think if they were over in Iran, they would not be able to do this protesting. Believe me, they wouldn't even get close to this. Mm. Anyway, Fox's Teresa Crowley has more on the severity of women and protest in Iran.
An Iranian student stripped down to her underwear and walked through the courtyard at Tehran's Islamic Azad University to protest being assaulted by Iran's paramilitary militia for wearing her hijab wrong. Shocked people taking cell phone video from the windows, the woman in bra and panties, her arms across her midriff in the largely male crowd. Later, a student group on Telegram reported Iran security forces bashed her head into a car door or pillar with her blood stain seen on the car's tires. The university confirmed campus security turned her over for arrest. The Foreign Desk editor notes each protest builds courage in other Iranians to stand up against the regime's oppressive laws. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
My goodness.
It seems like they get more support over here on our college campuses than they do actually there. That's dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for these ladies not getting a free opportunity to become the best they can become.
Right.
Without having to deal with this. 13 days early voting ending Saturday in Escambia County. Turnout to the general election already surpassed about 58% as of this morning. Breakout of early votes in Escambia, 59,569 Republicans, 33,919 Democrats, 17,550 independent voters. Tappy Villain in Santa Rosa County reports 55,261 Republicans, 12,748 Democrats, and 12,489 independent voters, almost catching the same number as Democrats.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance asks you, what do your home and auto have in common? They're both yours, and Progressive protects them. Bundle today at progressive.com. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. If you are dealing with holdups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. As for the weather, it's 74 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 80, low of 70 once again. 20-30% chance of rain bleeding in throughout your Tuesday. If you do have showers, hopefully they won't be too severe and they won't last long.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to put that in my vocabulary here. let's just use the word pop-up showers.
Yeah.
For the possibility of pop-up showers, because that's always in play around here.
And because of that, let's use the word umbrella as well, just in case.
No,
never know.
Let's use the word yellow today as well.
Yeah. if you're going to be at a voting poll, location tomorrow, like myself, you might want to have an umbrella. You never know if you're going to need it, just in case.
Yeah, it's just smart. If you look into my briefcase over there, you'll see an umbrella.
Yeah.
just to be safe.
And Israel is withdrawing from a decades-long agreement with UNRWA. That's the main aid agency for Palestinian refugees. Israel says that the agency has been infiltrated by Hamas and notified the United Nations today that it was backing out of the 1967 deal. And apparently, this comes after passing two laws drastically limiting the UN agency's operations in Israel, the Gaza Strip, and West Bank. But the letter sent did say that Israel is still prepared to work with international partners to deliver humanitarian aid to the Palestinians in Gaza.
Okay, 617. Sorry, News Radio 92.3, kind of slipping by us here this afternoon. New report out today suggests it's still difficult for first-time homebuyers to close a deal. Let me give you, before we get into this story, I want to give you the numbers. If you're a home buyer or a home seller watching those mortgage numbers today, mortgage rates have increased for the fifth consecutive week. Freddie Mac is reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed 6.72%. That's the latest reading, and also the latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 5.99%. I will tell you this, Mortgage News Daily is trending about a point higher in each of those categories, which makes me really need to say, do your homework. Yeah. Do not go for one specific rate. And it could be changed, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
They're in a fluctuation mood right now. And we've been watching this. We've seen this trend going for the past week or so. Anyway, Fox's Jenny Casella has more and tries to straighten out this whole thing about mortgage rates.
The National Association of Realtors says the share of homes sold to first-time buyers slumped to a 43-year low over the past year. The Realtors group cites as the reason home prices at new highs and the 30-year mortgage rate remaining mostly above 7%. Its profile of home buyers and sellers looked at transactions from July of 2023 to June of this year. Despite pent-up demand, the share of first-time home buyers in that period declined to 24%, the lowest point since the group began collecting data in 1981. The median price of a home rose 3% to $404,500. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty, 618. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, got a couple things swirling around the state of Florida, including some poll projections, but also got a professional soccer match coming to Hillsborough County next year. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your health care partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's right now, 92.3, Austin Price, Chris Bryan, and somebody. Who is that?
Reliant K.
Yeah.
I didn't have my mic ready. I was like, I didn't know you were going to send it my way so fast.
Reliant K?
Yeah, that's the name of the group.
Okay.
Popular in like the maybe late 90s, but like I think of like mid 2000s.
Okay. That'll surely wake you up.
Oh, yeah.
If you're cruising down the highway, man, you're...
Yeah, you hear that calm before the storm, right before the beat drops. Yeah, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, when I say a quick check, I mean it. There's not too much going on the roads here, from what I can tell. So if you're being held up, you shouldn't be for much longer. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 70. 20 to 30% chance of pop-up showers here and there. So if you're outside at the voting polls waiting to let your voice be heard, you might want to just have an umbrella just in case.
Okay. Hit HBO series may soon be heading to a movie theater near you. And Fox's Michelle Pollino has all those details.
Warner Brothers is reportedly developing a Game of Thrones feature film. The George R.R. Martin epic fantasy has been one of the most popular shows on HBO Max, spawning several spin-offs. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Martin has been very interested in a movie of his work and said back in 2014, concepts were being kicked around. In 2022, HBO launched the hit prequel series House of the Dragon, which recently aired its second season. The network also has the upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, planned for 2025. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
See, I told you.
Yeah. Indeed you did, sir. Also hinted at this before the break. Just a couple quick hitters here. For starters, new poll showing that Trump and Rick Scott, it does show that they are projected to win in Florida. It's called the Victory Insights Survey. It has Trump leading VP Kamala Harris 51-47 heading into tomorrow. Meanwhile, Scott leads Democratic challenger Debbie McCarthy Powell by the same four-point margin. And we talked a lot, and if we haven't talked about it, we've heard a lot about it on some of these advertisements you see on radio and TV. But the amendments surrounding recreational marijuana and abortion, they need 60% or more of the vote to pass. Well, the poll finds that they will hit below that mark.
Okay, and my question to you is, give me your sample base, please.
That's always a very important question.
That's because it's all up in the air. I can flip a coin and go, here's Chris Bryan, poll here. They don't have a sample base.
As I said, that's always an important question.
What's the demographics?
When
what's
it comes
the psychographics? What's the sample base? What's the geography? What's all that thrown in there? I guarantee you it's not part of that equation.
It's the real McCoy. I promise you, Chris. It's as real as it gets.
Okay. Sure. Beginning today, motorists could experience delays at several CSX transportation railroad crossings while crews perform maintenance on the tracks. Now, each railroad crossing will be closed for about 24 to 78 hours, depending on the required work. Maintenance expected to be completed in December. Traffic will be detoured during that time. And you see, that's why a lot of when I get into the qualification of numbers, ratings, and things like that. A lot of different variables put into these figures.
Right.
I don't go just for the, five people, whatever. How old are they? What are their demographics? You know,
exactly.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah, that doesn't add up, man.
You raise your hand and you say, excuse me, what is your sample base?
Just in the back of the class.
Crickets.
Professor, I got a question.
Crickets. I used to always get yelled at for that. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, and we are inquiring. A professional soccer match is coming to Hillsborough County next year. Tampa Bay Sports Commission says that Orlando City Soccer Club and Inter Miami CF are set to play at Raymond James Stadium on February 15th. Players will compete in the preseason edition of the Florida Derby, marking the first Major League Soccer game hosted at the venue in more than two decades. And one of the biggest superstars to participate in the match will be Lionel Messi. Maybe you heard of him. Presale tickets will be available for fans who register online starting Wednesday, November 13th. That is a week from this upcoming Wednesday. And they will go out to the general public the next day.
I can best you with this one. Here's a better soccer match for you to attend. It's right here. You don't have to go down to Hillsborough County to do it.
Oh, is that so?
The best of the SEC women's soccer in Pensacola this week. 12 nationally ranked teams competing for the conference title. They're in town through the 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Tickets on sale. You can get them. PensacolaSports.org. And these were the winners on Sunday. They have a bye today.
Yeah.
They get back in action tomorrow. Georgia over Texas A&M, LSU over Auburn, Tennessee over Kentucky, Alabama over Vanderbilt. Tomorrow's lineup, Georgia, Arkansas, LSU, Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Alabama, South Carolina.
You know, we had a texter earlier this afternoon that said it was LSU and Alabama facing off.
They are tomorrow. I mean, No, they weren't. No, they're not. They're not. Mm. No, they're not. Period.
All right.
They're not.
Okay. Yeah, grammar's
they
important.
They are in football. That's what they were referencing, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think
this
that that's what the texter was
they
talking
are.
About.
But soccer, LSU is playing Texas.
Alabama, LSU, in both gridiron football and association football. Those two teams should do very well.
Let me tell you, it's going to be in Death Valley Saturday night.
Yes.
And it's already going to be dark, so you won't have these games, and they make this announcement, and now the nighttime has fallen over Death, scares you. And actually, that PA announcer at LSU Stadium will absolutely scare you. But anyway, yes, it's going to be a matchup, and we'll talk about some sports here in a minute, but Alabama-LSU coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge.
And if you have been listening to us during our sports segment, I have been a professional LSU doubter. However, I might have my prediction on that game might be a bit surprising based on the games I've taken against LSU in the past. So that should be pretty interesting. I'm taking the Tigers, by the way, if you haven't figured that out.
Good for you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. On the eve of Election Day, both presidential candidates are spending a lot of time in Pennsylvania, the largest of the battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris gives her closing argument in Allentown.
So we believe in freedom! Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it?
Former President Donald Trump in Reading promising his supporters big gains for the economy if he wins.
We're just one day away from the best jobs and biggest paychecks and the brightest economic future that the world has ever seen.
Trump will hold his final rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, while Harris will campaign in Philadelphia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner today testifying that Tesla CEO Elon Musk and his Political Action Committee know that they're conducting an illegal lottery by giving away $1 million to registered voters in Pennsylvania and other swing states before Election Day. The PAC so far has awarded $16 million. On Wall Street, stocks finished the first session of the week lower, with the Dow dropping 256 points, the S&P 500 down 16, and the NASDAQ falling nearly 60. Starbucks is releasing a new holiday cup collection as their company prepares for the holiday season. The coffee chain's holiday menu officially launches on Thursday. Shares are currently up slightly. U.S. crude oil futures for December were up more than 3.1% today, residing under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Matt Eberflus lost another road game yesterday, getting blown out by the Cardinals. Eberflus is now 3-18 on the road since taking over the Bears, and is 0-18 on the road when the game is played on a Sunday. The Bears have a talented roster, but they don't have the right coach. Eberflus needs to be sent packing at the end of the year, and Chicago must hire either Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick, or Mike Vrabel, and my guess is that Johnson will be the guy to replace Eberflus come 2025. I'm Zach Gelb.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing all things Thanksgiving, Atlas Beverage Class, flavors that forge the South dinner at Jackson's, Burger and Brew at Atlas, and Angelina's new fall menu debut, along with holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm running to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gateses packing and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate District 1.
Hartley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Orange Man bad.
Yes.
Orange Man Hitler.
That line has completely lost its punch, hasn't it?
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
It seems like it has. I mean, I still think it freaks people out on the left. And as you pointed out yesterday, David, this guy's been sitting on this information for more than 5 years.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Good evening, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price and Chris Bryan with you on Monday night. Thank you so much for having us along. I know you might be leaving work right about now. Yes, a difference in the whole environmental scheme going on. It's dark out now.
Quite gloomy.
Wasn't like that when we spoke on Friday. But thanks for having us on. We do appreciate that. The Saints, big, big story, not only in New Orleans, going across the entire Gulf Coast today. Saints have terminated head coach Dennis Allen. Did it earlier this morning. Fox 8 WVUE in New Orleans broke the story earlier today.
Yeah, guys, Dennis Allen is no longer the head football coach of the New Orleans Saints. Decision made this morning after their seventh straight loss, their latest one to the lowly Carolina Panthers, who had the worst record in football until Sunday. Allen finishes his 2.5-year tenure with an 18-25 record as head coach. Remember, this season started off with a bang after two dominant wins, but they have not won a game since. On Sunday, apparently enough was finally enough, and the team parted ways with Dennis Allen. In a statement, Allen thanked the organization, thanked Mickey Loomis, and thanked team owner Gail Benson and the fan base. A tough day for Dennis Allen. He's been with this organization really off and on since 2006. Special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi now takes over as the team's interim head coach. Live from Metairie with the Saints, I'm Sean Fazan for Fox 8 Local First.
Okay, New Orleans native and Saints player Tyrann Mathieu, otherwise we know him as the Honey Badger, said he feels for the New Orleans fans.
Man, this city doesn't have a whole lot to offer, you know, this state, you know. And I think sports is a big deal. You know, I think people, you know, work hard all week. They slave, they minimum wage, you know, like just to get the Sunday to see us and for that to kind of be the highlight, you know, of the week. And I tell that story all the time as a kid growing up, right? Get through the whole week, and then we was always looking forward to Sunday because we knew the Saints was playing, and we knew we could go get some food. Like, somebody in the neighborhood was watching the game. They was throwing, like, a Saints party. And so I can absolutely feel, you know, their frustration. You know, we make a lot of money, man, playing a game. You know, those people, man, they work hard to be a part of it, to buy tickets and to buy jerseys and, you know, just be invested in us, right? And so when we win, we all feel good. And I think when we lose, we all feel bad. And that goes for our fans, too. And, you know, it just hasn't been, you know, really the product that they've kind of been used to. Yeah, man, I mean, this is kind of like a part of the story that, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you finish it the right way, you do it the right way. But, yeah, I can totally understand people's frustration. Like we look forward to the Saints brightening our week. You know what I mean? We look forward to LSU, you know, brightening our week. And we totally, you know, just dropped the ball, you know, in that regard.
Special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi now taking over the head coach position. Allen, who replaced Sean Payton as the coach back in 2022, he went 18-25 as the Saints coach since that year on Pensacola right now. We are just absolutely still in shock over that news of Dennis Allen being terminated from the Saints.
I got to tell you, I'm not in shock about that because it was just – I'm shocked at the turnaround. I'm shocked at how dominant you looked to start 2-0 and then to fall to 2-7 now with one of your wins being undone by this loss to Carolina. I will say – or evened out at the very least. I will say this, though. Something else I was surprised by is Tyrann Mathieu. I've heard him mic'd up. I've heard him when he's raising his voice, talking smack on the field. I've never heard him, I think, speaking casually. If you had played that clip for me, I wouldn't have known that was Tyrann Mathieu. It's not like he's got a cold like I do.
Pretty articulate, actually.
Yeah.
You know, surprised me. Okay, I do want to pass this on. We promised you we were going to talk some SEC real quick for you.
Yes.
Hey, these are the games coming up on Saturday the 9th. And give me your take real quick. Florida and Texas.
I feel bad for Florida. They've had some quarterback issues, and they look like they can compete with some of these better teams around here, but I think they fall to Texas.
Okay, Georgia, Ole Miss.
Georgia's kind of getting to that Bama level of they'll struggle, and you'll lose faith in them, and then when a big game comes along, they show up. Ole Miss, they're the SEC's Penn State. They're going to lose.
This is going to be a good game. South Carolina, Vandy.
Man, that one's tough. Yep. Vandy got their first win at Auburn ever. 17-7. They are now 6-3, bowl eligible. They're riding pretty high. But man, the Gamecocks, they look darn good beating the snot out of Texas A&M.
You know, they could frame that as the Alabama state champions beating Auburn and Alabama.
At Vandy, they're riding high,
you know,
after
I'm saying?
Owning that state. You're absolutely right. I'll just go with home team.
Vandy. Okay, Mississippi State and Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Be kind, Alabama, LSU.
Go easy, homie.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's going to be great. I have the Tigers. As I said, I typically doubt them. I'm taking them this time to beat the Tide 31-23.
All right. And Oklahoma at Missouri.
At Missouri, I'm going to have to take them. But that's not because, it depends on Mizzou's injuries. I'll say that much.
Okay, 6:43, News Radio 92.3. Blues homecoming air show. Huge success over the weekend. Both the Blues and Thunderbirds took center stage and were the stars of the show.
You know, the sound, the vibrations, and everything. I just love it. It's just
the F-16s, I mean, and F-18s together. It's just nothing specifically, just their talent and the way they fly.
Okay, it's always amazing to watch those guys fly. On Friday, the air show drew a crowd of more than 120,000. Saturday's show, even bigger, more than 180,000 aficionados loving aviation out there.
Yeah, no, it looked packed, and we expected that. Just about 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not too much going on the roads, so you should be having a pretty smooth drive on your way home this evening. As for the weather, 74, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 70. And some slight chances of some pop-up showers here and there throughout your Tuesday. 20 to 30% chance.
You know, we have a lot of NASCAR fans around here.
We do.
We really, really do. I wanted to kind of give you an update on the race at Martinsville Speedway. Did it lead up to all the hype? You bet it did.
Brian Blaney's not losing anything here in Martinsville. He wins! goes, and it's going to Phoenix.
Courtesy NBC Sports, defending champion Ryan Blaney took the checkered flag to join Joey Logano and Tyler Reddick in next week's championship. The fourth and final spot took nearly 30 minutes after the finish to work out. Christopher Bell rode the wall on the final turn to move into qualifying position, but wall rides are a safety violation, and after review, NASCAR penalized Bell, sending William Byron through. But Byron Chevy teammates Austin Dillon and Ross Chastain were told of his track position by team radio and refused to pass despite having faster cars. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Okay, Governor DeSantis, I want to get this in. He's been pretty aggressive here when it comes to Amendments 3 and 4. He discussed the advantages or disadvantages, I should say, with Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3. DeSantis has been traveling the state to speak against both amendments. He says it is his duty to fight, and he's working hard to improve the state.
We are attracting people to vote with their feet because we've had success, education, crime, all across the board, you name it, we've done it. So why, as governor, would I want to put in 5.5 years of my life, we'll do another 2.5, you know, as governor, why would I want to have work hard to do the best I can and then to have us become California through the back door?
Okay, DeSantis also says he believes both will fail at the polls. Constitutional amendments need a 60% approval to pass tomorrow. Election Day opens up at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. News Radio 92.3's election coverage takes over at that point. When the polls close, we take over on News Radio 92.3 with the latest in election coverage.
Yeah, back like we never left. Speaking of the polls and voting, RFK Jr., giving a shocking recommendation to his followers. He's telling his supporters not to vote for him. I would like to think that would be obvious. And a final note to voters on the day before Election Day, the ex-independent candidate, he's been campaigning for former President Trump, and he said in a video posted on X, quote, "Let's get Trump back in the White House and me to Washington. He'll appear on the ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin." So I guess if you're listening from Michigan and Wisconsin, first of all, love to have you. Second of all, don't vote for RFK, his words.
The weather's going to be pretty good for Election Day, isn't it?
For the most part, if there's slight showers, it shouldn't be anything too severe. May want to bring an umbrella just in case.
Okay, Russia is launching missiles toward the Ukraine and doing it with a high frequency volume. Fox's Alex Hogan has the details coming in from London.
Ukrainian officials say that Russia sent nearly 100 drones and guided air missiles toward Ukraine on Sunday alone. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that in the past week, Moscow has launched around 900 guided aerial bombs, 500 drones, and 30 missiles against Ukraine. Officials there warn that Russia has destroyed half of the country's generating capacity. Zelensky is also urging allies to take action following the deployment of North Korean troops to Russia. The Pentagon says North Korea has sent Moscow about 10,000 troops who will likely fight against Ukraine over the next several weeks. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Alex. And we talked about this earlier this afternoon, and we'll just send out another reminder. Of course, we had the daylight savings time switch this last weekend. But for your pets, standard time doesn't feel so standard. And, you know, anytime you're a creature of habit, changes to routine can rattle your sense of well-being. That's the case with humans. It's certainly the case with things like dogs. Veterinarians say dogs are extra sensitive to our time changes, and their rhythm is synced to sunrise and sunset. And now with bedtime, mealtime, and walk time all being at different times, your pup might show signs of anxiety, such as pacing, whining, being more clingy than usual. Vets say to try to introduce the time change gradually, which means you may have to rise up earlier than normal and offer your pet some extra sugar.
Yeah, and offer them your hand is while you're at it. Don't put
Yeah,
your
results hand. May vary That's right. on that one.
I was just joking because we were talking about this. I was feeding my Silky Terrier this morning, putting the food out there. Got a little bit close to the action there where she thought my second finger there was part of the food. So we had to... kind of be creative around that one, if you know what I mean. Hey, do you like to do any outdoor cooking, like with on those big eggs? You know the big green eggs? Yeah, the big green eggs.
No, but I respect those who do it.
Well, I will tell you this. Pensacola Egg Fest getting underway November 10th. New location this year.
Really?
For the past 11 years, the event called Community Maritime Park Home. Now in 2024, 50 teams are going to be gathering around the big green egg, smoking, grilling, and serving up their best recipes at the Hajai Shrine Temple over there on Nine Mile Road.
Wow, really?
The event raises money for local charities and nonprofit organizations such as the Manna Food Pantry. Not much of a better one than that.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, because I was fixing to say when you brought it up, I'm like, oh, yeah, Wahoo Stadium. Nope, apparently not. Also, Wall Street, we give you your stock numbers every hour. At the closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 257 points to 41,794. S&P 500 lost 16 points to 57,12. And the NASDAQ slipped 60 points to 18,180.
I like this program, and we mentioned it in passing. I believe it was on Friday or so. Pioneer Credit Union has launched its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. This is an initiative dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Residents can bring their flags to any Pan Air branch to ensure flags are retired with honor. Salute to you, Pan Air Federal Credit Union. Nice people.
Absolutely.
Good job.
6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we had a comedy show getting under fire because one FCC commissioner up in arms. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Tomorrow is the general election. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 92.3 tomorrow night for full election coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon. Hope that drive's going along nicely for you. Thank you so much for having us on today. Just a second ago, you were playing a spot there with Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County. Made me think about this. Last week, we told you about a tragic murder-suicide in Navarre where a husband shot and killed his wife. Then he turned the gun on himself. Domestic violence getting pretty dangerous.
You know, most of the homicides we have in Santa Rosa County usually have something to do with domestic violence. And I would just say this to anybody that's in a domestic violence situation, it's not going to get better until you get some help and, you know, reach out to somebody. Because if you don't break the cycle, it's going to end up hopefully not as bad as that, but it always ends up bad.
Okay, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Johnson tells News Radio 92.3, there are many reasons people stay in violent situations, but there is help available from many different organizations and even law enforcement if someone reaches out. You don't want to go in that latter part there. You don't want to get law enforcement involved if you can help that. But go reach out and get yourself some help if you are, unfortunately, in a really bad domestic violence situation.
Absolutely. 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this evening. Not too much going on the roads. As for the weather, we're sitting at mid-70s here, 74 degrees to be exact, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 80, low of 70 once again. And slight chances of pop-up showers here and there throughout your election Tuesday, about a 20-30% chance approximately.
Okay, I want to take you out to the Pacific Northwest here real quickly here. Boeing machinists are continuing to vote today on a new contract offer. Fox's Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
The Boeing machinist strike is in its eighth week as 33,000 members of the machinist union vote on a third contract offer. It includes a 38% general wage increase over the next 4 years. There's also a $12,000 bonus, which union members can split between their paycheck and a contribution to their 401k plan. It does not restore the pension, which has been a major issue in the walkout. Other issues include paid time off and ways for employees to move up in Boeing's ranks. If the deal is approved, machinists must return to factories by November 12th. Acting U.S. Labor Secretary Julie Hsu is helping to mediate the negotiations. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
Okay, think about this. 26 days remain until the end of the fall red snapper season. That happens November 30th. Boat captains are reporting a spectacular fishing season and continuing, and it's, of course, now underway. U.S. military had a very successful recruiting year in fiscal 2024 following a couple of really bad years where goals were not met. Fox's Kevin Uretsky is following the story for us.
Dr. Katie Hillen, the director of military ascension policy, says recent data shows why recruiting has been harder lately.
The majority of youth have never even considered military service as an option.
A shift to more modern methods of communication is helping. Navy Rear Admiral Jim Waters.
We ramped up our presence on social media, expanded our esports efforts, and employed creative talent in our award-winning Sailor Versus YouTube series.
And all agree that the goal remains, as Marine Major General William Bowers says.
We compete for the very best young people in every zip code in our nation.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty. Hinted at this before the break. A commissioner of the FCC took to X to air his grievance with Kamala Harris's recent appearance on SNL. His name's Brendan Carr. He says that Harris's appearance violates equal time rules that regulate political programming. He called the appearance biased and partisan conduct. The FCC guidelines read that equal opportunities generally means providing comparable time and placement to opposing candidates.
All right, this is getting kind of ridiculous sometimes, but another senseless hit-and-run case to report. An unidentified Pensacola man died Sunday night after an unknown driver hit him on Fairfield Drive and then fled the scene. FHP confirms the man was walking his bicycle when this incident occurred. Troopers believe the suspect's vehicle could be a black Audi. If you have any information regarding the hit and run, be sure and call FHP or Crime Stoppers, 850-433-STOP. Tired of those hit-and-run cases. We have way too many of them in our community.
Absolutely. And actor James Van Der Beek battling colorectal cancer, the Dawson's Creek star, confirmed a diagnosis over the weekend and said that he's privately dealing with the matter with the support of his family. 47-year-old, he made sure to add that there's reason for optimism. He did say that he was in good spirits.
Okay, don't forget fourth annual Frank Brown International Songwriter Fest continuing. And it continues with a lot of great music until Thursday.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.